This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world tonight. Thank you for what you do to keep us free and safe, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Plus, let's not forget the bulk mail centers sorting the mail and the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail back and forth, mail center to mail center, so you can get your mail today. And do not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the goodies we got over there for you. Joining us right now, 7 minutes past the hour, here she is, Miss Rosemary. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi to everybody. Let's put some love in here now. Now, you know what? I'm continuing from last night, and I'm still putting prayer on you states that are under siege. That's all I'm going to say. We know the farmers and the drivers and all of you, I know how hard you all have it. And by the way, I have to say this real quick, because so many people called for prayer yesterday and left me messages. I couldn't get back to any of them because I'm horrendously busy right now. And we're coming into holy season, too. And it's going to be rough for me. But listen to me. Saturdays and Saturday nights is when I usually do my prayers. So I will never stop doing that. So you will get prayed for. I got your messages, but I couldn't answer any of them. Let's finish our showers of blessing. So all you states, you got it, all you areas, let's go to these special people and, very special. I tried to cut it down tonight, but I'm not going to get it all on. First of all, to our German American sweetheart, Maria. Maria and Major Mac, Thousands in Germany. And that's your new title, Maria. Your German American sweetheart. Okay, and then Flip, who's probably not listening. I don't know if he is.
He's around.
Okay, well, Flip, I've been praying for you because it was his surgery day. I think it was yesterday. I don't know what day it today is. Yesterday, yeah. Okay, all truckers and drivers, because God bless you all for what you go through also. You farmers and truckers and drivers, I feel very sorry for right now. Catwoman and Road Dog, Ed, our Gordon food driver, to Mark the trucker, you Creek carrier drivers, Thomas, our local suicide jockey, trucker Eric, and then our Professor Dan, I got a new title for you, Dan. Well, you are from our man from Indiana, and we all love him. And then Sam, our local expert paper locator, I got it right that time. And Sam, to your lovely wife, Al in Nebraska, you've had some bad weather up there too, Al. So
yeah, he just said hello to you.
Yeah, we love you, Al, and we're thinking about you up there too. We, you know, all you states, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this year so far. And I got a feeling I may be praying over some hurricanes in a couple months. I don't know. Dear God, please don't let that be. I'm going to be prayed out. And then Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, and all you in that area, by the way. I just want to say that because I know there's more and more of you that listen in. Stephen Thailand, to Sondy in Wisconsin, to Backgammon Bob. I'm finally saying it right, in Clearwater. Haven't heard from him in a while. He needs to call in. And then Sarasota and Bradenton, what can I say? There's just so many of you. To Mixon Farm, to the thousands of you. I don't even give a name anymore because there's too many. Captain said, don't even try, but to all of you, God bless you all. I know that I know how much the captain loves going to the Mixon Farms. And
love that ice cream.
Oh, I know. I've been hearing about that ice cream. By the way, that's my favorite thing. You know, I used to, we won't go there. Tampa Trump Club, JW of Clearwater, to Terry, our overnight office worker in Nashville, to Tim, our former TSA worker. Hope you're doing better, Tim. Tea Party of Manatee, to Valdosta, Georgia. We have a big group from Valdosta, Georgia.
Yep.
To Jasper, Florida. I was going to say a special hello to Deborah tonight.
She just chimed in
and
a little longer.
And what's so funny is, yeah, Captain said I think Captain has X-ray vision because he didn't know I had your name already on my list for tonight.
Well, she shouted out, so I...
Yeah, I know. Cute. Anyway, it just is funny the way it works. It's just meant to be. Don and Donna in Carrollton, Georgia, and Colonel Jim. Colonel Jim comes on, I think, Wednesday. Yeah, he's the head of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And let me say this because I've only probably got another minute, but when I do these, because there's always hundreds, if probably not, probably maybe into the thousands, there's hundreds more new every night. I know that because I know people that are coming on new. Let me say this. When I do these, I do the Aries and I do the names. That way I get everybody. And I don't care if you're overseas. You know, a lot of you are overseas. I don't care if wherever you are in the United States, if you're hearing my voice, because I've got another minute here and that's it, I want you to know something. These are nights that I do special blessings over. This is a leftover from last night. I cannot get everything in one night anymore. I don't know if I'll try to get to one next week, but it's pre-Easter, and I've got some beautiful messages short for Easter for y'all, because some of you do, you know, some of you, well, we're Americans, you know, and everybody I know celebrates Resurrection Day especially. But I'll do my best to do that, but I just want you to know when I do these, they're for everybody. These are just special names because they're so loyal, and by the way, if anybody is trying to get me, and Eric, I'm mentioning you, leave a message on my phone, and I will get back to the ones I can. Yesterday was horrendously just a hectic one of those days that I couldn't get back to anybody. But it's important. Here's another important thing. Don't just hang up, anybody. I've always said this. Don't just hang up because I get so many calls. I don't know who you are sometimes, so be sure to leave a message. That's important, and then I will get back to you. Anyway, in the meantime, God bless you all, and I really mean that. And remember this. I love you all so much, so very much. It's so sincere. I love you. But remember, what's more important, God loves every one of you equally. Captain, thank you so much. God bless you. And welcome to Mike Gallagher, too. God bless him. Thank you so much. And Frank Valdosta's on tonight, I think. So we got a good night. God bless you all.
All right, yeah, Frank's on in the fourth hour, Frank Salvato. And to everybody up there in Valdosta, Georgia, howdy, howdy. Hope you're all doing well. And Jasper, too, we definitely love our 107.5 and 92.1 FM listeners up there. All right, be right back. Don't go anywhere. Right after these messages, I'll be back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. David E. Garrett Jewelers specializes in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit DavidEGarrettJewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or call 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, the jeweler you can trust.
All right, and that's Ron Edwards, and he'll be back again tonight on a weekend edition, so you folks will be able to hear him again. In the meantime, let's go to the telephone lines. We got our buddy Nelson up there in Jasper, and he tells me that our friends with the railroad have got his road blocked. What's going on up there?
I don't know. You know, up there in the north, the snow blocks the highway, but but down here in Lee, Florida, which is on the Georgia border line,
yep.
At Route 255, a train has stopped and plugged the highway, corner of 255 and 90, and it has stopped. I cannot see the engine, and the train is so long that I can't see the tail end of the train.
Can you tell which end it's going, or which direction it's going, north or south?
Actually, I cannot. And, however, the cross bars with the lights, they are on, so you know there's a train there, as well as the train is there.
I thought, no shortcut tonight, huh?
No shortcut tonight. And I kind of thought you'd get a kick out of hearing that, because I'm sure that our friends on the train may be may even be listening to this call.
Well, I believe they may be, but here's the deal that I know about the train. It's just like the airplane pilots and truck drivers are all the same. When they run out of hours, they got to stop. And it doesn't matter where they're at. They have to pull over to the closest place that they can to take their break. And they're probably on a 10-hour break right now. So guess what? Come tomorrow morning, you better take the long way out again.
Well, you know, I kind of thought that had stopped, but back in the 1930s and 40s when the unions were really, really, really powerful, the idea is that you could be on a train going from New York to Chicago and go through, the train, they must have heard me. You may even hear the noise.
I just heard a whistle, I think.
Yes, and let me get closer to the door, and but they have started up.
Okay.
And
well, they were obviously taking some sort of break.
Apparently. But anyway, I was getting to the point where in the 30s and 40s...
Can you tell which way they're going, though? Because if they're coming south, that's our crew coming back.
They're going west. But they may be backing up going west.
Okay.
But they're backing up or heading and going west. So anyway, no, I'm sorry. Actually,
I can hear the
east.
Train going by your window there.
Yep, they just started. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but the idea was that you could be driving a train from New York to Chicago and go through 2 days of engineering traveling,
mm-hmm.
and you would get 2 days' pay for the one-day mm-hmm. movement because of the union and their power
yeah.
or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to point out this, how ironic it is that the man I might be listening to me is the guy driving that train right now.
That could very well be because they do listen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, look, you have a great evening.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nelson. Yep. And stay low. All right, that's our buddy Nelson up there. And by the way, Jasper is up there in the same area. So our Deborah, there we go, Jasper. Deborah's up there in the same area of Jasper, so we appreciate them. And to you folks up there in Valdosta, Scott James for mayor. Scott James for mayor. He's your best candidate. And one of these days, I don't know when, I'm waiting on Scott to tell me when he has one of his rallies, I'm actually going to come up there and be in attendance to support him. So you folks up there in Valdosta and even Jasper, if you want to come up to Valdosta to meet me, I'll be up there at a Scott James rally. I've already told him I would come up there and do that. So there you go. Now, not to be outdone here. We really don't know where this Julian Assange thing is going to take us. Because he still to this day says he did not get his information from the Russians. He's not telling us where he got it. Obviously he had Chelsea Manning, who at the time was Bradley Manning, was definitely hacking and getting information online. And, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, James, I didn't see your message soon enough. But James is up there, too, listening to us on 107.5 in the Valdosta area. He's actually a little bit north of there, I think, in Hahira, Georgia. And James has chimed in here. And let's see. Okay, yes, sir, he's got my vote, meaning Scott James. Okay, very good, James, and he's a good man. And hopefully you'll be able to do a little work for him. And we will definitely be in touch when we get up that way, James. And I'll let you know when that happens. It's going to happen sometime during the summer. Not sure when yet. But, you know, Ecuador had it with Assange. They finally booted him out. And part of the reason was his general rudeness and thinking that he was entitled, there's a word for you, thinking he was entitled to be there because he had applied for asylum and Ecuador said, no, we're not going to give you asylum. But yet he wouldn't leave. He wouldn't leave. So he was just camped out there. So finally, Ecuador said, we've had enough. And as a result, they booted him out, and he knew full well when he was going to get put out the front door that, guess what, he was going to be arrested by the British police. Now, the fight begins for extradition. Now, if Assange decides to go along with the extradition, so be it. He heads to the United States, but a lot of people are saying, and he did have an attorney there. They call him a barrister in England. He had a barrister. who was there, along with the editor of WikiLeaks, Christian Hoffrenson, and the barrister, Jennifer Robinson, spoke outside the court where the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, was appearing in London. Now, exactly what's going to happen next is totally up to the courts and to Assange, because if he challenges the fact that he does not want to leave England, then there's going to be a hearing on extradition, the same as what there would be here in the United States. It works the same way, pretty much. Our court systems are pretty much the same way. By the way, nobody's talking about this, but military officials have promised to respond forcefully to any new Indian aggression against Pakistan. And the Pakistani military also hinted at a possible sea change in their traditional dominance over foreign and security policy, not allowing Indian vessels to pass in certain bodies of water where Pakistan claims to have international jurisdiction. So as the elections in India begin, Pakistan is waving a saber back at them. That can't be good. It can't be good. And we'll have to keep our eyes on that, because Denise Simon, definitely that'll be something that she'll be looking at, I'm sure. We'll be talking about it. And just teasing the military news coming up, there's some good news for a couple of individuals in the USS Fitzgerald case, where the Fitzgerald collided with a vessel. Remember that? Several seamen were killed. And it looks like as if a couple of people involved in that, one of them, the commander of the ship, is they're not going to be court-martialed, because the commander of the ship was asleep in his berth. He was off watch, and he wound up almost being killed. Remember that? So it's kind of hard to find fault with somebody who wasn't on the bridge at the time this was going on, although the crew members should have woken him up and said, hey, we have a problem. We need you on the bridge, like, right now. But for some reason, they chose not to do that, and we get the result we got. But we'll be talking a little bit about that. Also, the Marines that were killed in Bagram are home now. They came back to Dover, Delaware, and they will be buried with full military honors. One of them, of course, was a FDNY firefighter, highly decorated firefighter. So, don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to tell you how to call in if you want to call in. And I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, sits in a jail in London at this hour after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. Assange under arrest after Ecuador withdraws its protection, the Justice Department here in the U.S. immediately charging him with helping former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning break into a Pentagon computer. Here's President Trump.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange. That will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
In other news, former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig indicted on charges of making false statements and concealing information in a federal foreign lobbying investigation that intersected with the Russia probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our friends from the National Aviation Academy. I was over there a couple days ago, had a chance to talk to some of the new students that were there, and there's kids coming out of high school that are joining the program, and of course, that's very important because they got it, they understand it, and here's why. National Aviation Academy is going to tell you.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. You can do that in two ways. One is to go online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and schedule a tour. Go check out one of their locations in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or down here in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Go check out their locations. See what they have to offer. Now, the other way is to give them a call at 800 800- 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And again, tell them you want to take the tour. But always remember to also tell them that the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for you, and you're going to really see some things that you get the extra nickel, if you know what I mean, in the nickel tour. All right, well, the Navy has dropped all criminal charges against the commander and junior officer in the USS Fitzgerald collision cases. Now, the Navy dropping all criminal charges against the commanding officer of the warship Fitzgerald and another junior officer, who were both facing court-martial trials tied to the fatal 2017 collision with a merchant vessel. This is indeed good news for the Navy officers, and it's because of the fact that they were not directly involved in what was going on the bridge that night. They were just not directly involved. You can't hold somebody responsible if they're not there when all this is taking place. And the crew, for some reason, chose not to wake the captain up, and he almost got killed as a result. Now, I mentioned earlier that the three Marines killed in Bagram have now been brought home. They're in Dover, Delaware, where their remains are being taken care of for burial. That'll all be done here in the next few days, I'm sure. Also, a U.S. citizen has amassed his forces near Tripoli. U.S. troops aren't the solution to the problems in Libya, is what people are telling us. But A citizen who apparently is in charge of some sort of militia there in Libya is sitting there with troops of his own that believe in it, because it's all being run. Libya now is being run by warlords, kind of like what we've seen elsewhere. And by the way, the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, defended his plan to retire the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman early. The Navy is saying, no, we can't do it. We need it for our military expeditionary units, and you just can't do this. The Navy Secretary says, nope, we're going to do it, so we'll see who wins out here. Now, keep those Iraqi war notes handy, because small wars, not great power battles, are still the most likely fight in the future, according to a war study group that's been doing this at the War College. The findings in the long-awaited Iraq war study, at first glance, appear to not be in lockstep with the Pentagon's new focus on China and Russia, but are perhaps more important than ever because it shows that the smaller world wars around the world are going to be where the problems are going to persist in the future. All right, well, waiting patiently on the phone has been Dan DeMann in Lafayette, Indiana, where it's currently raining. So, Dan DeMann, take it away.
Well, you know, you were talking about Pakistan and India, right?
Yeah, big mess.
You're seeing the evil hand of China in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Pakistanis border China. They owe China a lot of money. A lot of countries owe. They overextended. China did, loaning countries money, and Pakistan is one. And what, you know, if you get into Western China, where you have the Turkmen called the Uyghurs,
mm-hmm.
which are basically Turks. they're full of their fellow Muslims to Pakistan. He's got China right now has death camps that surpass anything Hitler had.
Wow.
Right now, there's up to 1 million Uyghurs that are in prison, and they've started building crematorias there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pakistanis have not lifted a finger to help the Uyghurs, whether to train, to arm, to teach. The Uyghurs to fight the Chinese.
Mm.
So that's kind of where you're at. China's still in the catbird seat to a certain extent in foreign policy. We've got to get them out of Venezuela. We have to get the Russians out of Venezuela. We have to get the Iran. We are asking for more trouble if we don't get them out. Not only here in the United States, we'll see one-third of El Salvador now lives in the United States. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
One-third of the country now lives here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wait until we get done with Venezuela and Costa Rica and Panama and Nicaragua, you know, Honduras. It'll leave this country a mess.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Mm-hmm.
But that's what we've got to work on here first, is to get them out of Venezuela. And there's no sanctioning. There's not going to, you know, either we're going to put a no-fly zone, we're going to hit the coast, and we're going to have to put troops there. Because if you see what they're, we can't train and arm an indigenous force to fight these people. You're only going to get it with American boots on the ground. And I hate to be a hawk. I don't want to see any more Americans die needlessly. But this one, this is so important to our survival as a country that we have to take action.
It's in our backyard.
And our side yard and our front
this
yard.
This is Cuba on steroids, in my opinion.
Yes, you're exactly right. Their intelligence services pretty much moved Caracas. But we're going to have to take action real quick. The Chinese already own the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
And until we get that situation steadied and taken care of, we're in a heap of trouble. Because the Russians right now already have a fighting brigade down there. That's not a lot. But they're going to put more and more and more.
They've got about 1,500 people in country.
Well, I'm told it was around 4,000 today.
Well, it may have been jacked up because I knew about 1,500 beforehand, but go ahead.
They're talking about putting 900 to 1,500 in Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can see how this is going to creep up the ladder of Central America until it's on our border with Texas and California.
Yeah.
And then the Democrats in Congress are going to have a hearing, a committee hearing, trying to blame whose fault it was for this to happen when they should be looking at themselves in the mirror. I find it, and another thing, I'm glad Attorney General Barr is starting to look into the Spygate.
Sure.
You know, the Mueller and another attorney, they should have special counsel.
What do you think about Assange before we run out of time? Assange is, if he spills the beans on where he got this stuff, I believe there's a Democrat behind it somewhere.
Oh, I do too, but he didn't want to come here because he was afraid for his life.
Well, sure.
If he ever got to the United States, he'd be
Well, that kid, Seth Rich, got killed because of that.
You know, I think he's going to be proved right in the long run. Mm-hmm. I think he was a Bernie person working for the DNC, and he was leaking. He could see how it was going in 2016, how it was overwhelmingly for Clinton in the DNC. And I think he leaked a lot of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Assange was asked that question, and he didn't say yes, and he didn't say no.
Right.
Which to me would be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get shot like that on the street. It was like a mob hit.
Yep.
They didn't take any jewelry. They didn't take his wallet, no money, nothing. You know, two shots to the back of the head, and he was gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But his parents got a mile of publicity out of it. How anybody can look at the Democrat Party like it's some kind of cult religion, it's beyond me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I
they're evil. They're just plain evil right now.
They're evil. They're getting eviler.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to see their true face, you know, because they've always said, we're not socialists. We're not.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are. They always have been, and they are now. Mm-hmm. And I think Maxine Waters made a complete fool of herself today when she asked the big banks about college funds. And she said, we haven't done that for, you know.
10 years.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dan, here comes the music. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You have a great day. And the next time, take the umbrella with you.
Yeah, I will. My pants are all wet.
All right. Thanks, Dan. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, where it's raining up there, and he got caught in the rain without an umbrella. Usually he has it. He gave it to his daughter because he wasn't worried that it wasn't going to rain, yeah? Pouring down right now. I'll be right back to Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All the chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out Pete, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class ice road trucker extraordinaire, and who knows where he's at, but pretty soon he'll start running back down here in the lower 48, so we'll let you know when he gets out and about. Now, heavy snow, strong winds, and blizzard conditions will slowly wind down across the upper Midwest today as the storm system shifts across Lake Superior and into Ontario, Canada. So you folks that up there across the border in Canada, you're about to get this big system that's been coming across country. Now, the focus for hazardous weather then shifts south this weekend, as another storm system will bring the potential for severe thunderstorms, possibly tornadic activity, heavy rainfall, and flooding over the south central U.S. Now let's go right to where the weather is at tonight. So far, a general snow now in the north central part of Nebraska as things are winding down. You've got a general snow in the western half of South Dakota, but the eastern half of South Dakota is still under a blizzard warning. And it goes all the way to the Minnesota line, where you've got a winter storm warning across most of Minnesota, going into the northern part of Wisconsin, where they have a winter storm warning, and then a general snow in the northern peninsula of Michigan tonight. Now, you do have some rain in the mix here, which is right now north of Fargo, up towards Minot, North Dakota, along the Red River, and right there on the last 50 miles or so of the Minnesota side right there, rain in that area. Could be freezing rain here right now, or sleet, because the temperatures are starting to drop again in that area. But you've got a winter storm warning west of Fargo over to Bismarck, and general snow above that in the central part of the state of North Dakota. Now, out west, Washington State, you have got some rain in the southeastern corner of Washington State. You've got some snow in the higher elevations in the mountains of Washington State to the eastern part of the state right along the border with Idaho. Some rain south of Coeur d'Alene tonight. You've also got, going up over Cabbage, you've got snow flurries there tonight, so be careful. Rain in the Hood River Valley, and looks like Mount Hood, you've got snow again there tonight. Now, there is some snow to report in southeastern Utah, which is probably going to be, it looks like, around the Richfield, Utah area, along I-70, so be advised about that. And you also, in the western part, extreme western part of Colorado, got some snow flurries there tonight as well. Might be snowing over towards Grand Junction. Now, in Kansas, you've got a hard freeze warning tonight for half of Kansas. It goes over into the northwestern part of Missouri as well. You've got a freeze warning for northwestern Arkansas and the northern and western part of Oklahoma tonight, so be advised as to that weather situation right now. And again, some fog, Apache fog down along the Gulf, a Texas side from about Galveston down towards the Mexican border tonight, so be advised about that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive is spelled M-A-U-S for Moss, M-A-U-S. And they get customers from all around the country that stop there because of two words, you serve, you save. Four words, sorry, you serve, you save, two slogans. But the you serve, you save slogan is all about active duty military, veterans, first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police officers. You get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars off the new Nissans and Chevys that they have to offer. Also, the certified pre-owned vehicles, you get to buy at wholesale price, which is a tremendous advantage there. And not to be outdone and not to be forgotten, you can also check your credit at the Moss Family Automotive site. and enter in the information, which will not be held against you. It's not counted against your credit score. You just type in the information that's there, and then they tell you what it is that you apply for, there that you qualify for. And it might be certified pre-owned with a value of $19,999, or it might be a brand new vehicle with a value of $29,999 or $39,999 or $49,999. It just all depends on what your credit rating is, and you'll find out real quick. And by the way, if you need to repair your credit, they can help you with that too. Also off the Moss Family Automotive site. They have a lot of different customer things there that help you out. It's not just about selling automobiles. It's also about helping you to reestablish yourself if you have problems with your credit. So there you go. Now, let's jump to the telephone lines, because joining us right now, we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, not to belay all the information about Julian Assange, but there's a lot of people that are kind of shaking in their boots right now here in the United States, because he continues to say the Russians did not give him the information, and there's some Democrats that are going, uh-oh, or as you like to say, ruh-roh.
We can't begin to know here. Good morning, anyway.
Yep.
We can't begin to know yet all of the intrigue that we're gonna, that's being uncovered. The arrest of this character who's a software developer, Ola Benny.
Yeah.
Who was very close to, Julian Assange, was arrested at Quito, which is the airport in Ecuador, bound on a flight for Japan. Then we have another cat by the name of Vijay Prashad, who owns a Marxist publishing company in India. And he says, you know, I know Ola. He would never attempt to extort or blackmail Ecuadorian officials, which is what part and parcel Julian Assange was known to do when Ecuador decided to revoke his citizenship and his asylum status.
Yeah.
So this is getting to be, all we can do here is not jump to any conclusions. I would suggest that we kind of sit back and let this play out, because apparently there's more going on here than we can begin to know.
Well, the name that pops up again is Seth Ridge, and what's Rich, and what's happened there in Washington, D.C., with the D.C. police basically the dead end of a murder case where somebody put two bullets in the back of his head.
I'm not even going to touch that one. That one's been so...
I know.
Yeah, whatever on that one.
But that's back in the news again, and people are going, well, maybe we'll find out what happened there, because everybody said no. Or, I mean, some of the principals were saying, no, he didn't have anything to do with WikiLeaks. Well, maybe this time we'll find out that he did.
We don't know.
There's plenty of rumors to that effect. But anyway, that's not all that's going on. By the way, there is some problems in La La Land developing right now. It looks like China's stirring the pot, and I'm just kind of teasing that for when we come back. We got a lot of stuff to, we'll be talking about, and Denise wrote a great little article, too, about something. But China is in the midst, again, of the Pakistan-India thing, with India having their elections, and it looks like as if Pakistan is taking that as a threat to them. So hold that thought. And we'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. And we thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and appreciate the comments on the Facebook page. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.